Today's shir is a Masechta Bava Kama on Daf Yud Zayin. We will begin on Daf Tez Zayin Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom of the Amud, at the end of the line, with the words, V'kavod Asuloi. The Gemara is referring back to the Pasuk that we learned at the end of yesterday's shir, a Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim Beis, Pasuk Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, where the Pasuk says, Vayishkav Yechizkiyo ima voisav ekperu b'malei kivrei b'nei David v'chavir asuloi b'moisai kol Yehudu v'yoshu Yerushalayim. And the Gemara now wants to know exactly what was that great covet that Klal Yisrael did to Chizkiyo HaMelech. Begins the Gemara. The covet asuloi b'moisai Klal Yisrael did a great covet to Chizkiyo. In his death, Melame, this teaches us, Shehoshivu Yeshiva al kivroi, that they placed a yeshiva, Rashi says, Talmidim Lasik Shom B'Torah, that on his kever, they placed the Talmidim learning his Torah. Now, Tosfos tells us, in the bottom Tosfos, Divrei Maskil Shei Yeshivu, what was the reason that Chizkiyo HaMelech merited to have a yeshiva al kivroi? Three lines from the bottom, says Tosfos, Lefi Shehir B'Torah B'Yisroel, because Chizkiyo HaMelech was marba, as we learned in yesterday's shir, together with David Ushloima, they were all great marbitzei Torah. And since Chizkiyo HaMelech was marba Torah in Yisrael, as the Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin, Perek Chelek, Shebotku, Midon Vaad Be'er Sheva, that they checked from Don to Be'er Sheva, and it also says, Umigivas Vaad Antripas in Yehuda, they did not find a man, woman, or child that were not Bekiyim in the halachas of Tumah and Tahara. The Gemara actually says that Chizkiyo HaMelech took out a sword and he stuck it in the ground and he said that anyone who's not proficient in Torah, Yedoker Becherev, he should be killed with the sword. So Chizkiyo HaMelech was very serious about everyone learning Torah, and in fact they did. And they were proficient in the most complicated halachas of the Torah, the dinim of Tumah v'Tahara. In the schus, that Chizkiyo HaMelech was marbitz Torah to such an extent, they were meshiv a yeshiva al kivroi. Now, Tosfos continues, the bottom line on the daf, v'loi al kivroi mamish. They didn't place the yeshiva brachim learning Torah, on his kever, literally, ella berichuk arba amas. It was four amas away from the kever. Why? Deleka loig larosh. Tosfos refers to Gemara and Brachas, where the Gemara says that one is not allowed to learn Torah right next to a kever, or for example, one should not have their tzitzes hanging out right next to a kever, because any Torah mitzvahs that are done in front of a kever is loig larosh. It is mocking the person who is poor. The person now is unable to perform mitzvahs. And therefore, Tosfos says that it was berichuk dalet amos, in keeping with that Gemara and Brachas. However, the Shita Mikubetzes brings down from the Rima Gash, and other Rishonim say the same thing, that since these were Chizkiyo's Talmidim, and they were learning the Torah of their Rebbe, and they were doing it L'chvod Chizkiyo HaMelech, therefore here it's literally that they place the yeshiva al kivroi, and there is no problem of loig larosh, because they in fact were not mocking the poor one, but rather they were giving kavod to Chizkiyo HaMelech. At this time I wanted to dedicate the shir le'ili nishmas Meishver HaChover Aryeh Ben Binyamin Ze'ev Olav HaSholem, who was Nifter yesterday, and whose Kvura took place today, Yud Zayin Tevis, in Eretz Yisrael on Har HaMenuchos. Yehi Zichroi Baruch, and the Torah that we are learning here, Barabim, should be a Schus Le'ilui Nishmasai. Pligiba Rab Nassin V'Rabbanin. There is a machlaikus concerning this yeshiva that was placed on the kever of Chizkiyo HaMelech. There's a machloikus from Nassan and the Rabbanan. Chad Amr Shleish. The question is, how long did this yeshiva last? So one shita says it was for 3 days. As we turn to Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, Chad Amr Shiva Yamim. And one says that in fact it was 7 days. But Amri Lo Shloshim, and some say it was Shloshim. These are all various degrees of Avelus that a Avel goes through. The first 3 days are the hardest. Then he finishes the end of Shiva, and then he completes Shloshim. The question is, for how long did they have this yeshiva on Chizkiyos Kever Lichvaydai? Tana Rabbanan, we have learned in a brisa, a different pshat in the kavod that they did to Chizkiyos Melech. The pasuk says in the Devar Yom, the kavod asulay b'maysoi, that they did a great kavod to Chizkiyos in his death. Zeh Chizkiyos Melech Yehuda. This refers to Chizkiyos Melech Yehuda. Rashi points out, in the Rashi Devar Maskel, Zeh Chizkiyos Melech Yehuda, that of course this is just a preamble, an introduction to the limud of exactly what that covet was, because we know very well, as we quoted before, the words of the pasuk themselves in Divrei Hayamim Beis, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, say clearly that Vayishkav Yechizkiyoh im Avoysav, and the covet also lay b'maysai. So we don't need the Gemara to tell us that we are referring to Chizkiyoh, the pasuk says so. But rather, Rashi learns it as an introductory remark to tell us exactly what that kavod was. So according to this Man D'Yomer in the Braisa, Sheyatsu Lefanav Shloishim V'Shisha Elef Chalutzei Kotev. Top Tosis points out that the Gemara here is focusing on the kavod asu Loi b'maysei, the gematria of the word loi to him is 36, and therefore the Braisa darshins that 36,000 people who bared their shoulders, they tore kriya to such an extent that their shoulders became bared, and they went out in front of Chizkiyos HaMelech, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda, this is what the kavod was, not the yeshiva al-kivri as we learned before, but this large amount of Chalutzei Ketef. Amalei Reb Nechemi said to Rabbi Yehuda, I disagree with you. V'aloi lefnei achav asukein. They did this in front of, they had such a large levaya with the Chalutzei Ketef and by the Rasha Achav ben Omri. As Tosis brings down in Divrei Amas V'aloi lefnei achav asukein, we learn out from Sukkim that they did a large hesped to Achav. And even though Tosis says that we have a pasuk in Melachim Aleph, Perichov Beis, Vayavar Arena B'machane, that when Achav died, there was a great song that burst forth from the camp to be Mekayim, what it says, Ba'avod Rishoam Rina, that when Rishoam get destroyed, there is rejoicing and great song. And this refers to Bavod Achav ben Omri. Rina, so Tosis says, Haina l'tzadikim shebedar. The tzadikim rejoiced when Achav perished. Aval avod avoyer havav hoyim aspidim oyser. But yet, this is not a stira to what we learned, that there was a hesped gadol, because his many servants and his friends, they, in fact, made him a great Levaya, great hesped. So what the Gemara here is asking, that if Achav had the same great Levaya as Chizkiyoh did, so what was the kavod asulai, what was the special kavod that they did to Chizkiyoh? Therefore, Reb Nechemya disagrees with Reb Yehuda. Elo, what does Reb Nechemya learn? He learns a third pshat, not the yeshiva al-kivroi, not the 36,000 chalutzei ketev, but Elo she'enichu sefer Torah al mitasai. They put a sefer Torah on Chizkiyoh's bed after he died. V'amru, and they said, ki emzeh Chizkiyoh fulfilled mashakosuv bazeh, what is written in this Torah. Ask the Gemara, what is the great kavod v'idna nami avdin hachi? We bring out a sefer Torah for a gadol, and we also say ki emzeh mashakosuv bazeh. What was unique to what the kavod that Klal Yisrael did to Chizkiyoh? The Gemara answers, afuke mafkinan. You're right, we take out for a gadol even b'zman hazeh, but anuchi lo menachinu, we don't put it down on the mita as they did by Chizkiyoh HaMelech. V'ibay is saying, if you want, I'll give you a different teretz. Anuchi nami menachinu, we also put it down even for a gadol today. What was the special covenant that they did to Chizkiyoh? Kiyem lo yamrinu, we don't say that kiyem zeh asher kasuv bazeh. Amar Rabbi Bar Rechana, Rabbi Rechana said, havazlina azilna b'hadeid Rabbi Yochanan, l'mishol shmaitzeh, I used to go together with Rabbi Yochanan to ask him different shilas in halacha. And one time, he had an eye on the Beis HaKisei when he went into the Beis HaKisei for his needs. And I was asking him on this inyan, what was the great covenant that they did to Chizkiyahu HaMelech? Like Pashidlan, he did not give me the teretz ad the Mashiyadeh until after he had relieved himself and he had washed his hands. Umanach tefillin, he put back on his tefillin, umavorach, and he made a bracha. There's different pshatim exactly what the bracha was. Either it was the bracha of Asher Yatzar, or it was the bracha on tefillin. So the Gemara, this is said by Rabbi Yaakov Emden. So he made, after he did all that, then Vahadar Amlan, then he told us, Afilu Kiyem Amrinin, the answer to your kasha, what the special cover they did to Chizkiyah, what is that special cover? When we do that to a Gadol today, so I will tell you, said Rabbi Yochanan, that they said Kiyem, they say Kiyem on a person today also. But Li made Loy Amrinin. The special cover they did to Chizkiyah is that not only do they take the Sefer Torah, not only do they put it on the Mita, not only do they say Kiyem, but they even said on Chizkiyah, Limeid, and that we don't say, he taught Torah to others. We bring in the Inyan of Torah. Ask the Gemara Kasha, it seems that you're telling me that the cover to Chizkiyah wasn't the fact that they didn't say Kiyem Zeh, Masha Kasev Zeh, but they used the word limei, that he taught it, as we learned before, how he was marbitz tayru barabim, va'omer mar. We have learned elsewhere, one of the places being in Kedushin, daf mem amud beis, gadol limud tayru shal limud mevi l'day maisa. Limud tayru is great, because limud brings to maisa. Actually, if you look in Masechta Kedushin, where the Gemara is brought down, and Tosis quotes this Gemara as well here, in Divri HaMaschel V'ho Omar Mar, Gadol Limud Torah Shmei V'Dei Maisa, the Lashon there is Gadol Talmud, Shaha Talmud Mevi L'Dei Maisa. And the Dikduke Seiferim has that Girsa here in our Gemara, and the Meforshim explained that the censors did not want to use the word Talmud, and at least here in Bava Kamma, Yud Zayin, they did a good job. They took out the word Talmud, and they substituted with the word Limud, the learning of Torah. In Kedushin, it seems the censor didn't do such a good job, because there, in fact, the Girsa that we have in our Gemaras is Talmud. It's interesting to note that Tosfos here quotes that Gemara in Kedushin, and it seems the censor went through Tosfos, and he again took out the word Talmud and put in the word Limud. We'll get to exactly why Tosfos quotes that Gemara in one moment. So back to our Gemara. The Gemara is asking, as Rashi explains, that what are you telling me the Mila of the cover they did to Chizkiyah was that by Chizkiyah they said Limud, which they don't say by a Gadol today. That would indicate that Limud is greater than Kiyem. And from that Gemara that we just quoted from Kedushin, it seems that Maisa is more important. Kiyem is more important. As Rashi says, Alma Maisa Adif. If learning is great, because learning brings to Maisa, so if Limud causes Maisa, it seems that the goal of Limud is Maisa. And if so, Maisa, the goal, is greater than the medium that brings to that goal, the means that brings to the end. The end is the tachlis. Mice is the tachlis. So what's the godless that we set to Chizkiyah that limeid and not kiyam, when in fact mice is greater than limeid? The Gemara answers like kasha. That's not a kasha. Ha lemigmar ha lagmure. Ein echanami, mice is bigger than limud, because the whole purpose of limud is to know what to do. However, here we're saying that by Chizkiyah, they said limeid, which means lagmure, he taught Torah to others. That's the highest madrega. Not only learning, not only doing action, but to teach and be mezaka that other Jews should learn Torah and as a result do mitzvahs, that is the greatest madrega of all. So, pertaining to the Gemara's quote of Gadol Limud, or Gadol Talmud, Shemeva L'day Maisa, Tosfos asks that it seems to be a stira with the conclusion of the Gemara in Kedushin Mem Amud Beis. Because the Gemara has a question over there. which one is greater, and Tosfos quotes that the story was that the Zakenim were Mesubin Balias Beis Nitzah Belut V'Nishal Ashei L'Zubifneim Limud Gadol. As we mentioned before, it should really be Talmud, but the censor changed it to Limud. He didn't want to use the word Talmud. Talmud Gadol Oymaisa Gadol. They had this debate. V'Nimnu Kulam V'Amru. They all came to the conclusion when they were sitting there in Lud that Talmud Gadol She Mevil De Maisa, that learning is greater because it comes to Maisa. So Tosfos is challenging the Gemara's Kasha here. The Gemara's Kasha was, as Rashi explains, that the purpose of Limud is to get to Maisa, so Maisa is greater than Limud. In fact, the Gemara in Kedushin comes to the conclusion that Talmud is Gadol, that learning is Gadol, because only through learning can you come to Maisa. That means Talmud is Gadol. So Lechayr it's a steer between the two Gemaras. There are many terutzim to this Kasha. Tosfos himself has a number of terutzim here. The simplest terutzim, I believe, are the one that Tosfos Kedushin Mem Amud Beis gives to this question. He asked that question there also. And a similar teretz, but slightly different, is that of the Pnei Yeshua. Tosfos in Kedushin says that Ein Echanami an Amo Oretz. If he has the choice what to do, since we know, as it says in Pirkei Avos, Ein Amo Oretz Chassid, that a it's not possible for a person to have Yir Shemayim to do mitzvahs unless he knows Torah. Ladas Chachma Musar. A person has to have wisdom. Yeah, he can learn all about Shmir Salashin, as the Chavetz Chaim tells us. He can learn all about Hilchus Shabbos. He can want to keep Hilchus Shabbos. He can want to be Shomer his Lashon, but he has to learn the halachas. If he doesn't learn the halachas, he doesn't know what's permitted and what's prohibited. So Anama Oretz, in order to do mitzvahs, he has to learn. However, a person who's an accomplished Talmud Chacham, then Einech Anami, the purpose of all Torah, Tachlis Torah, is Tshuva, Maisim Tovim. The purpose is to do Maisim Tovim in this world. You have to learn in order to do Maisa, but as Rashi says here, Alma Maisa Adiv. So it comes out according to Tosfos in Kedushin, that an Amoretz, for him it's more important to learn. A Talmud Chacham, it's greater to do Maisa. That was the Gemara's Kasha over here on Rabbi Yochanan. How could Rabbi Yochanan say that Kiyim Loi Nemar and Chizkiyo, but Limeid, we know that the tachlis of Limud HaTorah is Maisa, so Maisa is more important for an accomplished Talmud Chacham like Chizkiyah. And on that, the Gemara answers that by Chizkiyah, it was Limeid that he taught others. And teaching others is the highest level. That's greater than learning, that's greater than doing Maisa when a person is Mezakeh Acherim. The Pnei Yeshua says, similar teretz, that the Gemara in Kedushin and the Gemara here are talking about two different aspects. The Gemara in Kedushin is talking about what is the agenda, what should a person do, what should he fill his day with in order to get to his goal. So the Gemara says you should fill your day with learning, because without learning you'll never come L'maisa. So that the strategy in getting to L'maisa is to first learn so you know what to do. However, in the chashivas of a person who has accomplished, if we want to know what is his greatness, then if the limud brought him L'dei Maisa, then he did his tachlis on this world. So the Gemara in Kedushin is concerning his agenda, his approach. What should he be busy with? That's learning. And our Gemara is speaking about the tachlis of Limud HaTorah, and that is Maisa, and even greater than Maisa, the Gemara concludes, is Limeid, to teach others, and that was the greatness of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Continues the Gemara. Om Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Maidis, if that which we learned. Ashreichem, blessed are you, Zorei Al Kolmayim, you who sowed, who seeded by all the waters. Mishalchi Regel HaShor V'Chamor, you sent forth the feet of the shore and the chamor, and we brought this pasuk before concerning the av nizakin of regel. So the Gemara now makes a drusha on this pasuk. That what is this pasuk referring to? Kol ha'isik b'tarvig milus chasadim. Whoever is busy with Torah, milus chasadim, zoich l'nachas shnei shvatim, he's zocha to the inheritance of two shvatim shenemar, because the pasuk says, Ashreichem zoyrei, fortunate are you who seed, v'ein zriya l'tzaka, and whenever you use the word zriya, you're referring to tzaka, shenemar. As the pasuk says, in Hosea, perek yud pasuk yud beis, ziru lachem l'tzaka. You should seed for tzaka, so we see the word tzaka related to seeding, the kitzru, and harvest l'fi chesed, according to the amount of chesed that you are doing, loving kindness. So that's the word zore. And then the pasuk says, Ashreichem zore al kol mayim, v'ein mayim ela toira shenemar, hoi kol tzemel l'chula mayim. Everybody who's thirsty should go to water, and water refers to toira. So if a person is Isaac with zore, with tzedakah, and chesed, and he's Isaac with mayim, with toira, zvizoichel anachle shnei shvatim. Who are the two shvatim? What is he zoicha to? Zoicha l'kilo ki yaisev. He's zoicha to the chen. The Eitz Yosef explains that it refers to the grace, the chen, the charm of Yosef, the chsiv. How do we know Yosef had charm? Ben Poras Yosef. Yosef was a son of charm. Benos tzad alei shur. The girls, they would step up on the wall to gaze at the handsomeness, at the beauty, at the charm of Yosef. And as Rashi brings down, Yosef is called Shor, the last Rashi right before Ketzer Regel. Yosef ikru Shor b'chor shoroi hoder loy. So that's what he's zoicha to, Mishalche Regel HaShor. He's zoicha to Yosef who's Shor, to the charm of Yosef. The zoichel nachlas Yisachar is also zoichel to Yisachar the sieve. Yisachar is compared to Chamor. Yisachar Chamor Garam. Yisachar is a strong boned donkey. And on that, Rashi explains from the Targum, Atir Benichsen, that he is rich with Nechasim. So the person who's Isaac in Torah and Gemilas Chasadim will be zoichel to the charm of Yosef and to the richness of Yisachar. Is the Amri Sam say that he'll be zoicha to other things from Yosef and Yisachar. Oivav naifim will fall in front of Yosef. His enemies will fall in front of him like Yosef. The Siv Bohem Am Yenagach. It says, Bohem Am Yenagach, that Yosef will gore with them. Yachtov Afsiorets, to the ends of the earth, that Yosef smashes and destroys his enemies to the end of the earth. Vizoicha labina ki Yisachar. He's zoicha to the wisdom of Yisachar. The Siv, Umabne Yisachar, Yoide bina le'itim. They were the ones who knew understanding. They knew the different times, how to calculate the Zmanim, the Gea Kiddush HaChodesh, and Ibar HaShana, Ladas Mayas Yisrael, to know what Yisrael should do. So that is the Zchus of Mishalche Regel, HaShor Yosef, HaChamor Yisachar, and he Zoicha to these various brachas, as the different Mandi Omrim explained in the Gemara that we just learned. Hadron Aloch Arba Avos, for those who have finished the entire Perek, Hadron Aloch Arba Avos, Hadron Aloch Arba Avos, Ketzad HaRegel. We begin with the second Perek in Bava Kamma, which the Mishnayos that we have in this Perek go back on the Mishnah that we had on Daf Tez Vav Amid Beis, where we had the Mishnah of Chamisha Tamim v'Chamisha Mu'adim, and we begin to explain the Mu'ad of Regel. Now, the first Tosfos in this Perek wonders, why do we start with Regel? If we want to go with the first one, so the first Mu'ad that is mentioned over there is Shen. If we want to go with the last one that we ended off with, then we should go V'ha'adam. So the re-answers, we begin with the first one. But Shen and Regel are considered like one, because they have very similar halachas. They learned that from one pasuk, as we learned before in the first parak, Vishilach es b'iro yubir b'stei acher, from which we learn out Shen and Regel. And therefore, we begin with, the parak is beginning with the first one. Why do we choose Regel? Because Shen v'Regel, which are considered like one, but what's the last of Shen v'Regel? That's Regel. So he ends off with the last one of the first one, of those five mu'adim. Ask the Mishnah, Ketzad HaRegel mu'adis, how, in fact, what constitutes the mu'ad of Regel, where Regel is mu'ad mitchilit? It's not like Karen, where three times it's a tam, and then it becomes a mu'ad. It's a mu'ad right away. What does a shor have to do to be a av of regel, l'shaber b'derech halucha, as it's walking along, without kavana to damage, but by its natural walking, it will break kelim that come underneath its foot. Then the Mishnah says a phrase which seems to be a repetition of what we just learned. The Gemara will explain that Kates of the regular refers to the Ovis, and the next phrase, Habehema Mu'edis, Lahalach Kedarko L'Shaber, that a Behema is a Mu'ed to go on its way and break. This is referring to the Toldois of Regel, which are breaking things with its body, not through goring, but rather by hitting something on the side as it's walking along, derech hilucha, or with its hair, or with a saddle that is on it. All of these are told us of regel, and that's why the Mishnah repeated these two phrases. Hoysom avatis, if it was kicking. Toysus explains, of course, second bottom line of Toysus, second last Toysus on the Amad, divre maskel hoysa. Agav de shovel et shurus nak lahacha. We're going to learn shurus, a told of regel, the next case. And there it is, Allah l'maish masin, as we will see on Amad Beis, that shurus are chayiv chotzi nezek. So since he's mentioning a told of regel, which is chayiv chotzi nezek, he also puts in another item, which is chotzi nezek, which also has to do with the foot. So hoysav adis, if it was kicking things, this is kavana lahazik. This is Mishunah Karen B'chotzer Anizik. Actually, Karen could be even in Rishus Arabim. Whether, according to Chachamim, Rishus Arabim, or the Rishus Anizik, the Mazik always has to pay Chotzi Nezek. Oy, Shehoyu Tsroyres Menatsin Mitachas Ragleo. Or, while it was walking, pebbles were flying, they were shooting out from under its foot. Vishavas Akelim, and then a pebble went and hit a keli and broke it. So this is not the goof of the body itself of the shore that's causing the damage, but rather it's koach. It is coming out from the koach, the force of the animal. There it is, a special loch l'mashim Sinai, that you pay chotzi nezek. Continues the Mishnah. What happens if dorsa ala kli vishavrasai, that if it went on a keli and broke it. And what happened? It broke it with such intensity, with such force, that a piece of that first keli, v'nafal akli v'shavar, it fell on another keli and broke it. So ala rishim sham nezik sham. On the first one, he pays nezik sham. V'ala achron, on the second one, which was through the koyach of the first one, mishalem chatzin nezik, there he pays chatzin nezik. This is a case of tsroiris, and that's why the second one there's only chatzin nezik. So the question is, what actually is the chiddush of this case? It's obvious. The first one is regel. He broke a keli while he was walking, derech hiluchai. He didn't have kavana lahazik, and it was with such force that it caused a shard to break another keli. That's kaychai, that's tsroiris. That's chatzin nezik. Toysus, the bottom toysus, dorsa, says that I'm a read that the chiddush is that I would have thought that if it was with such force that it broke it and caused a shard to fly up and break another keli, that this was not a case of regel. I would have thought it's kavanas lahazik to stamp down on the keli with such force and intensity that it's a tolda of karet, and therefore it would pay, even in Rishus Rabim, it would pay chatzi nezik, but it wouldn't pay nezik shalom on the first one. Kamash Malan, that no, even if it's with great intensity, as long as I don't see the shore aiming to kick it or to somehow destroy it with intention, but rather was through an accident, and even if it was with great intensity, I say it's a told of regel, therefore it's potter in Rishus Rabim, but in Rishus HaYachid it will be chayiv, in the Rishus HaNezik it will be chayiv nezik shom. That's the chiddush of this case. Continues the Mishnah. Hatarna Goylet, the halacha of regel is not only by a shore, as we'll see on Amud Beis, we learn it even by a bird, or a chaya, an animal. Hatarna Goylet, roosters, muad l'halach kedarkan, they are a mood to go on their way, ulishaber, and to break. And this will be regel, if they break kalim while they're walking. Hoya delil kosher baraglov, Rashi says that delil refers to anything that is tied to the foot of the tarnagol, if a dlul was tied to its foot, and the dlul flew off its foot and broke a keli, that's a case of tsroiris, or the rooster was hopping around, dancing around, and Rashi adds that pebbles came out while it was hopping around, and umishabris a keli, and it broke other keli. This is a classic case of tsroiris. The halacha is mishalim chatzin nezek. The halacha of Moshe Messina tells us that the mazik has to pay only chatzin nezek. As we turn to the Yud Zayin Amud Beis, begins the Gemara. Amr le Ravin le Rava, said Ravin le Rava, Hainu regalina behema. As we mentioned, the Mishnah, the first two phrases seem redundant, because first we start with regal, then we go to behema, and we say the same thing, that they're both muid, lahalach kedarkoi, l'shaber b'der chilucha. So why is it repeated twice? Amr le, so Rava answered Ravina, Tana Avis, Tana told us that regal refers to the av, the foot itself that breaks something as it's walking along, and the Taldus, as Rashi here tells us, refers to the guf breaking something without kavanah lahazik, the hair or the package, the burden that the animal or the saddle that it's wearing, that all of those things are considered gufoi, and it's not shroiros, and therefore the chiyuv is nezik shalom. Elamiyat, if that's so, so Ravina continued to ask Rava, seifa. Diktani, we learned further. On Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, the Mishnah says, Hashen Muedis. The Shen is the Muad to eat things that it enjoys. And Habehema Muedis. It repeats Behema. We have the same question. It's saying the same thing twice. So over there, my Ovis, whom I told the Sikha. There you can't give your teretz that the Shen is the Av and Behema refers to the Toldus. Because what, as Rashi explains, what's the Tolda of Shen? When it rubs itself against the wall and gets pleasure from removing the itch that it has, so that's considered, and it breaks something while it's doing that, so that's considered a toldah of Shen, but that's not what's written in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah over there, it says that the behemah is moved to eat peiros v'yirakis. Peiros v'yirakis is the av, it's not the toldah. So why is there a repetition over there? Havi kamahadr le bibdi chusa. So Rava answered Ravina with a witticism, in other words, with a joke. And Varmalani said to him, listen, ano shanoi chada. I answered one. I gave the pshat in the first Mishnah, in case of the regal. The regal refers to Av and Behema refers to Taldus. Va'achni chada. So let's split the labor here. I answered one. You answer the other. The time am I. The Gemara says, okay, it's a nice joke. But what, in fact, is the answer to the Seifa on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis? Why it repeats Shen and Behema? Amar Rav Ashi, Tana Shen de Chaya, Uktani Shen de Behema. So first we have Shen, then it says Behema. So the first one refers to Shen of a Chaya, that is also a Chiyuv of Shen, if somebody owns a Chaya who eats things while which it enjoys. And then you have Shen, as it says, Behema, that Shen de Behema. And they're both avos, whether they're Chai or Behema. Salkadat Chamin, I would have thought, what's the Chiddush? The Pasuk says, Vishiluch es Beira. He sends his animals to graze in somebody else's field. That's what's written in the Pasuk. So I would have thought, Behema in Chayloi. Beira refers to animals and not wild animals. The Chai, Kamash Malan. The Chai, Bechlal Behema, Kamash Malan. We learn out, Rashi says, from a Pasuk in Dvorim Yud Dalet, where the Pasuk says, Zois HaBehema Asher Toichlu. And right after it says that, it says, Ayil Tzvi V'Yachamor. The Ayil Tzvi V'Yachamor are all Chayis. So we see clearly the Chayis Bechlal Behema. Toisvis gives a different pshat in the Makor, in the second Toisvis, Kamash from the Chayi Bechlal Behema. He doesn't like Rashi's pshat, because according to Rashi, we would only be including Chayi Bechlal Behema. But as we learned in the Mishnah, a Tarnagol, a rooster, there's also a Chiyuv for Shen and Regel. And how do I know birds? So therefore, Tosfos says, we learn it out by Shabbos. By Shabbos it says Behemtecha, and in Behemtecha that there can't be any Melacha done with a Behema, it includes also Chaya V'Oif, and therefore we can include even a Tarnagol in the Avos Nezakin of Shen and Regel. And that's what we say, the Chaya B'chol Behema. Frey de Gemara, Yehachi, if so, Hami Boile L'Misne Rireisha. Why in that Mishnah do we put Shen, which refers to Chaya, and then Behema, which is Shen de Behema, we should put first the one that's Pashit. Then we should put the one that's a Chiddush, the Chaya, B'chol Behemah. That should be second. The Gemara answers, no. Hayda Asa L'Midrasha Chavivlei. That which he learned out from a drasha of Chaya B'chol Behemah, that he enjoys more, and he put it first. So first it starts with Shen, which refers to Shen the Chaya, and then Behemah, Shen Behemah. Ask the Gemara, if that's your pshat in the second Mishnah of Yud Tesama Beis, Yahi Resha, our Mishnah of Regal, Nami, listening, he did like Steve Resha. You gave me a teretz by Regal, that Regal refers to the Av, and Behemah refers to the Toldos. Which one is written Mefurish, the Av? And the Toldos is not Mefurish. We learn it out from the Av. It has the same concept of damage of the Av, and that's why it's Chayiv. But it's not written Beferish. So if the one that's not written Beferish is more Chashiv, he likes it more, it's more Chaviv to him, so then in our Mishnah it should have put Behema first, referring to the Toldos, and then Regel, referring to the Av. The Gemara says, what kind of question is Hachi Ashta? Hasam by Shen of Chaya and Shen Behema, Idiv Idi Avis. They're both Avis. So Hach Da'asa Le'Midrash Chavivle, that which he learned out from a drasha of Chaya B'chol Behema, that he liked it more, he put the Chiddush first. But Hach over here by Regel, what do you want him to do? He should put the Tolda in front of the Av. Shavik Av, the Tolda. He should leave over the Av and learn instead first the Tolda. A child comes after the father. If they're both fathers, both of us, so then he likes the Chiddush of Chaya before Behema. But in our Mishnah, where the Regel refers to the Av, and Behema refers to the Tolda, why do you have to give their Teretz to the Av? You put the Av first. Ibei same or a different Teretz. I did the Solik Mi Regel. As we spoke out from Taisus, we're going back on the Mishnah on Tezvav Amid Beis, which speaks about Shen V'Regel. And since he went away from Regel, Pasuk V'Regel. So he starts off Ketzer the Regel with that which he had last concluded. That's what he begins with. So that's why over here he begins with Regel. And then he put the Tolda in the form of the word Behema. So this is how we learn the Pshat in our Mishnah. Tana Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa. Behema Mu'edis Lahal Chidarko L'Shaber. Ketzer. That which we have learned in our Mishnah, that a behem is a mu'ud, to walk and break things while it's walking, how exactly, what are exactly examples of this av of regal? Behema shenichnasa l'chotzer ha'nizik, a behema went into the chotzer of the nizik, v'zika begufa, and it damaged with its body, derech hiluka as it's walking, ubisara, or the hair, derech hiluka as it's walking, without kavana l'hazik, be'uk of the saddle shala on it, Ube shalif, and the burden shalah that's on it. Ube prumbia shabapia, the bit that's in its mouth, if through that somehow it caused damage. Or bezug, the bell shabatzarvar, which is around her neck. The chamor b'masoi, or a chamor with its burden. In all these cases, mishalom nesik shalom, because that's considered the toldus of the av of regal. So toistus, the v'masoi, chamor b'masoi, third toist on the amid, asked that the chayra, why do we have this extra example that's the same as what we learned before? Shlif shola. Shlif is a burden. The answer, as Taisus says, is that a burden of a chamor is usually not fixed tightly to the chamor. It sticks out, it's wider. So I would have thought maybe that's not called gufoi. Maybe that's kaichai. Maybe that's an example of tsroiris. It's not part of the guf of the animal, which would be the av malacha of the av. Nezikin of Regel, Kamashimah, no, that's called Gufoy also, and therefore Mishalim Nezik Shal. Sumchas are Mitzroyers. Sumchas says the case of Tzroyers, which we had in our Mishnah, where there are pebbles that shoot off and damage something else, or V'chazir, and a pig, a swine, Shahoya Noiver, he was poking around Ba'ashpa in a garbage dump, V'hizik, and while he was poking around, he did some damage. In both of these cases, which Tosis tells us are both cases of Tzroiris, the first one is the regular case of Tzroiris of a regal with the pebbles. The second one is a case of Tzroiris of Shen, because the Chazir is enjoying going through the garbage and eating away. So that's Shen. But through that, he also caused, through the Koyach of his poking around, he caused damage. So, Mishalem Nezek Sholem. So the Gemara first thought that the case we just mentioned with a chazer noiver ba'ashpa is not a case of tzoriris. And that's why the Gemara asked, hizik pshita, if he did damage directly with his snout, while he was poking around, he caused damage. So that's pashut that it's chayiv. Ela ema hitis v'hizik misham nezachom. If while he was poking around, he made some garbage fly up, and that garbage in turn fell on something else and damaged it. So the halacha is misham nezik shalom. So according to Sumchis, here we have one case of tzoriris regel, one case of tzoriris while he was enjoying eating in the garbage. That's shen. And in both cases, Sumchis holds, you don't pay chatzi nezik, you pay nezik shalom, because Sumchis doesn't hold of the halacha l'maish m'sinai that tzoriris pays chatzi nezik. Agav, the Maratzchias brings down that the Ramban has a question on the Rambam in the Hagdama to Sefer Yad HaZakeh, and he repeats it in Hilchas Mamre Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. The Rambam says there's never any machlokes in Halacha L'maish M'sinai. Ask the Ramban that L'char from Ar Gemorah, you see clearly that there is a machlokes, because the Rabbanan hold that Tzoriris is always Chatzi Nezek, and Sumchas holds that Tzoriris is Nezek Shalem. Continues the Gemara. Who asked the Gemara, Tzoriris Mandchar Shmei? Who mentioned anything here about Tzoriris? Suddenly Sumchas comes up and says that Tzoriris is Chav Nezek Shalom. Where was Tzoriris mentioned at all? The Gemara answers, Chsuri Mechsuri Rachitani. There's words missing, and really it should say like this. Tzoriris Kir Chayu Chatzi Nezek. Tzoriris, if it's done normally, you pay Chatzi Nezek, according to the Tanakhama. V'chazir Shoyin Ever Ba'ashra V'hitiz V'hizik, and if, while he was poking around the garbage, he made garbage or pebbles fly up and cause damage, Misham Chatzi Nezek, that's the case of Tzoriris of Shen, which would pay Chatzi Nezek. Sumchas Aymer on that. Sumchas disagrees with the Tanakham and says, Tzoriris v'chazir, Shoyin Ever Ba'ashra V'hitiz V'hizik, Mishalem Nezek Sholem. Continues the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa, Tana Goylem, Rooster, Shari Mafrichim Makom Makom, they were flying from one place to the other, Vishavru Kalim Mekanfeim, and they broke Kalim with their wings, directly breaking Kalim by touching and breaking the Kalim. Misham Nezek Shom, they have to pay a Nezek Shom. They are included in Behema Lagabi this, and just like a Behema is Chayiv for damaging things in its normal way, so too is a bird. Beruach Shabakanfeim, but let's say by flapping their wings caused the wind, and the wind damaged. Mishamen Chatzin Nezek, even though here you don't have any pebbles, you don't have something tied to the foot of the rooster that flew off at the lil, you just have the empty wind. That itself is Koichai, is the not direct body of the Tarnagol, but the wind caused through the power, the Koich of the Tarnagol. That's a case of Tzoriris and Mishalem Chatzi Nezek. Of course, who argues on that? Sumchas. Sumchas says, Sumchas Armin Nezek Shalom. Tan Yiddich, we learned in a different brisa. Tarnagolim Shoyim Hadsin, they were hopping around Al Gabi Yisa on a dough, Val Gabi Paris or on fruit, Vitinfu, and they dirtied it. So that is a tolda of Regel. Oi, Nikru, or they pecked away, and by pecking they damaged the dough or the Paris. So in that case, that's a told of that Shen. So Mishalim Nezek Shalom. In that case, the Mazik has to pay Nezek Shalom. Helu offer a Tzoriris. But if by their dancing around, hopping around, they made earth or pebbles fly out, and that caused damage, Mishalim Chatzin Nezek. That's the case of Tzoriris. Sumchas Armin Nezek Shalom. Sumchas says you pay Nezek Shalom. Tan Yedek. We learned in another brayse, a tarnagol shayim africh makom makom, a tarnagol that was flying from one place to the other, v'yatzer ruch mitachas knafa, and as it was flying, flapping its wings, wind went out from the wings, v'shivra sakelim, and the ruach broke the kelim. That's a case of tzoriris, m'sham chatzi nezek. Here, in this brayse, is stamak rabbanon. This is a stam, it's anonymous, it doesn't say who the author of this halach is. We say it's the Rabbanan who argue on Simchas and say Tzoriris Chatzi Nezek. Amar Rava. Rava says, let's now analyze the logic of the Chachamim. Bishlam is sumchas. I understand sumchas kasaver kaycha gufadami. He holds that the power that comes out from something that you do is equal to doing it with your body or your feet alone. Ella rabbonin, but the rabbonin, what's their logic? Iki gufadami. If the koyach that comes out from your guf has a halacha like your guf, so kuli nezik bar yilisham, then if it has the same halacha, the same status, it should have to pay nezik shal. Why does it pay chatzin nezik? V'ilav kigufadami, if koyach is not kigufay, then chatzin nezik nami lamisham. Then where do we find a new chiyuv for koyach that it should have to pay chatzin nezik? It should have to pay nothing. Hadarama Rava, then Rava retracted and he said, he answered his own question and he said, La'olam kegufa dami. Really, kaychay is kegufa according to the chacham. But chatzin nezik tereiros halacha gemira la. Here the Gemara says clearly that chatzin nezik by tereiros, which is a told of regel, is a halach l'maish mesinai that it only pays chatzin nezik. And here's where the Maratzki points out that the Ramban asked the kasha in his asagas on the Rambam that the Rambam says there's never any machloikis in halach l'maish mesinai. Here we see there is a machloikis between sumchas and the Chachamim, whether there is a halacha l'maish mesinai that Shoreivus only pays chatzin nezik. Amar Rava, said Rava, kol shebizav tameh bin nizakin misham nezik shal. If a zav touches something, it's metameh what he touches. If there's direct contact by a zav and he's metameh, that same direct contact by an animal destroying things, derech hilucha, would have to pay nezek shalom. That's not a case of tzoriris. That's the goof of the animal, and therefore the criteria is what's by a zav. If he touches its tameh, by nezakin, similar case, pays nezek shalom. Kol sheb zav tor. But as Rashi explains, let's say a zav threw something at a person or at something else. There, the halacha is that he's not metameh through throwing. So the same thing by nezakin, if there are pebbles that are flying about as a result of the shore walking on its way. So that's kaychai. So by zav it would be tor. So by nezakim misham chatzin nezik, there you only have to pay chatzin nezik. Ask the Gemara, Rava gives a whole fancy, complicated explanation to this halacha based on zav. Bottom line, v'ravet tzroiris, what's Rava trying to teach me? The halacha of tzroiris? We know that direct is nezik shalom, and indirect is tzroiris, and there's a machlaikas, sumchus in the rabbanon, whether tzroiris pays chatzi nezik or nezik shalom. What's the chiddush? And if he wants to tell me stamak or rabbanon, he should have said that outright, that we paskin like the rabbanon, the chatzi nezik. Answers the Gemara, loy, Rava egla mashechas bekorin komashon. Rav is trying to tell me, teach me a tremendous halacha by using the analogy of zav. As Rashi explains, just like a zav who is sitting on an egla, a wagon, a egla refers to a calf, just like a zav sitting in a coach that is being pulled by an egla. So there the halacha is, but that through the weight of the zav sitting in the carriage, so the halacha is that there is a tumah which is called tumas medris, and that would be metame whatever is under, anything that a zav sits on, puts his weight on, that is metama what's ever under him. So just like that's considered tumas medris, the same case by a calf that is pulling a wagon over something, so that would be considered not the tsroiris of the calf, but rather it would be considered the goof of the calf, and it would be chayiv nezik shom. That's the chiddush by comparing nizakin to zav. The shita does not like this pshat because the two cases are not similar. By a zav, the wagon is being pulled by a calf, but the zav is in the wagon and he's weighing down with his weight on top of what's under the wagon. That's tumas medris. Here we're talking about the egla, which represents the shore that's pulling the egla, that too should be considered nezakin. That's also a case of the goof of the egla damaging something that's under the wagon. Mehechatesi, by comparing that to zav and medris, that's the same case. It's a totally different case. Therefore, the Shita learns that we're not talking about tumas medris here. We're talking about tumas hesed. Tumas hesed means that if a zav is in a wagon drawn by an egla, and the zav is leading the egla, and thereby things that are in the wagon are moving, so the zav has caused the movement of that item in the wagon, that's also a tumah, even though he didn't sit on it, even though he didn't touch it or carry it, but that movement is tumas hesed. The same thing by an egla, moishech is bekorin. If a calf is pulling a wagon and it goes over something and it causes that thing to fall over and break, that too would be considered a damage by the egla itself, not considered sroiras, and on that there would be a chiyuv of nezik shalom. If this is the correct shot, tanya kavaseder rava, we have learned in a brisa like rava. What are examples of a behema damaging things as it is walking along? Number one, behema shenichnasu lechatzar nizik, it went into a chatzar nizik, v'zika begufa derech lucha, it damaged with its guf as it's walking, or besara, with its hair derech lucha as it's walking, or beukef, with the saddle sholeh that's on it, or beshlif, the load sholeh, ubeprumi shabapia, the bit in its mouth, ubezuk shabatzarvora, the bell that's around its neck, v'chamor bimasoi, or a donkey with its burden, v'egla meshechas, and here, for the first time, the Brisa says, or an egla, a calf, meshechas bakarin, that's pulling a wagon, mishalim nezik shalom, that's considered the goof of the egla that is damaging the item that's under the wagon, and here you pay nezek shalom. It's not a case of tsroiris that will pay chatzi nezek. It'll be a told of ragel that did damage while the egla is walking. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Brisa. Tana Goylim, roosters. Shohoyu mechatem, they were pecking bechevel in a string, in a rope. And it was a rope that was attached to a dli, to a bucket, the nifzik hachevel. As a result of their pecking, the rope tore. Vinishba hadli, the bucket rolled away and got broken. Mishalman nezik shalom. Here they have to pay nezik shalom. Rashi says that the Gemara further will explain this part of the Brisa, why they pay nezik shalom. Boy Rava. Rava had the following question. Dorsa al kliv elisha rasi. What happens if an animal stepped on a keli? Did not break it. Vinizgal glamakamach vinishbar. And it rolled someplace else and there it broke. Mahu. What is the halacha? Do I say buser mi kor azlinin that we go back to the initial moment that it stepped on the keli, the gufahu, and that is considered as if the animal with its leg is crushing the keli and it would pay nezik shalom? Oy dilma, do I say no, buser tova mon azlinin? I have to go after the actual breakage of the keli when it rolled away, and that would be not gufoy, that would be koichoy. Utsruis nenu, and that's the case of tsruis. And you would only pay according to Chachamim, Chatzin Nezek, ask the Gemara, what's your Shaila Rava? Tif Shad Lemet Rava, why don't you be patient? Explain, answer your dilemma with a halacha that Rava stated. The Amar Rava, Rava said, Zora Klima Rashagag, if somebody threw down a keli from the top of a roof, Ubo Achav Rishavar Makal, and somebody else came along and broke it with a stick. So if he had not done anything, then of course it would have broken. He threw it down from the top of Empire State Building. The keli would definitely have broken, but before it landed on the ground, somebody went ahead and smashed it in midair with a baseball bat. So the halacha is that the one who broke it is potter. Why? Damrinin lay, we say to him, monetviratovit, that he broke something that we consider broken. So therefore, what do you see? If this is the halacha according to Rabbah, we see that we go basar mikora. We don't look at it later when it was lying on the ground. Because if we would look at it later, before it would break into smithereens, it was broken in midair with the baseball bat. So we wouldn't say mona tfira tava. Mona tfira tava means the moment it was thrown out of Empire State Building, it was already considered broken. And the person who broke it broke something that was already considered broken. So what's your Shaila Rava? Whether it's Nezek Shalom by this case of the bucket attached to the rope, or do you go Basar Mikor? Do you go Basar when it was actually broken? It would be Tsroris Chatzin Nezek. Here we see Klor. You go after the beginning, and therefore it should be Nezek Shalom. The Gemara answers, Le Rabba Pshita Le Rabba Miboyle. Ein Echanami, Rabba was simple. He knew exactly what the halacha is here. Rava wasn't so convinced. Rava still had a suffix whether you go Basar Mikora or whether you go at the end when the keli broke. The bottom Taisus here on the Amad Divrei Maskil Zorach says, let's learn it inside. Nira dim zorak evan I chetz ala kli. What happens if the kli is on the ground, says Taisus, and I threw down from this tall building a rock, and the rock is headed right for this keli, or I shot an arrow, and while the arrow or the rock that I threw down is traveling in midair, and somebody else came along and broke the keli that was already lying on the ground. The pshita de chayiv, there Taisa says you would not say that it's already considered smashed when the arrow left the quiver, left the bow, or when the rock was thrown out of the window. But like shayacham mana tfiratava, here we can't say you broke a keli that was already broken. The e azlina nami hachabas mikar. If you're going to say even in this case you go after the initial throwing of the rock out of the window or the chetz from the bow, loy mishkachas b'tzroyus chatzin ezek. So how can you ever say tzroyus peis chatzin ezek? Why don't you say that we go after mikara? And therefore, it was broken the moment that the shore stepped down on the pebble and caused the pebble to fly and destroy the other keli. The keli was already broken the moment the shore stepped down on it. We don't say that, or else there'd never be a din of Tzoros Chatzin Ezek. That would be mamish the av of regal. So there is svara pshut the hilachalik ben zarek evan lazarek kliatzmai. Taisa says a simple svara to make a distinction between throwing a rock, where we would not say you go Basar Mikora, and throwing the kli itself, where at least Rabba, it was Pasha to Rabba, that you would say that it's considered broken from before. Although Taisa says it's a svara pshuta, an easy svara to be mechalik, there are other Rishonim who were not mechalik, as the Ktsois brings down in Simon Shatz, Simon Shin Tzadik Sifkat and Aleph. Other Rishonim disagree with Taisa, and they say that you say Basar Mikora is lenin in both cases. Taisus brings a raya from Tzroiris, so they say it's no raya from Tzroiris, because Enechanami Basar Mikora, but still, since the keli was broken in an oifen that the pebble went flying through the air and then landed on the kli and broke it, so even if you say Basar Mikora, it's not considered a direct mazik from regel, from the guf of the regel. It's considered Tzroiris, which has the halacha of Moshe Sinai, of Chatzin Nezek. They hold that that raya from Tzroiris is not a raya, and they consider any case of breakage that the, whether you throw the keli down, or whether you throw the rock on the keli, Basar Mikora is leaning, and the person who subsequently broke it would not be chayiv. He would be putter.